What a gift to be given this gift of this sacred Triduum, the great mysteries of our salvation that we're able to enter into with Jesus. That this Triduum itself, all of it is this great gift that Jesus has given us. It's how he saves us. Everything encompassed in these three sacred days is how Jesus saves us. Through his priesthood, his body and his blood, his soul and divinity, which is given on the cross and raised from the dead. What a gift. And at this Holy Thursday, Mass of the Lord's Supper, we commemorate the two great gifts that he gave us on this night. It's the gift of his priesthood and the gift of the Eucharist. And that he entrusted these two things to these 12 men. He entrusted the whole thing, knowing he was about to go back to the Father. He entrusted the whole thing, the entirety of his church, all of it, to these 12 men. Think about these 12 men whom he entrusted the whole thing into their hands. Most of them are just simple fishermen. They could hardly read and write. Simon Peter, James, John. How fickle their own faith was. You have a despised tax collector in Matthew. And you even have in the 12 that Jesus chose the one who would betray him. And yet it was into the hands of these 12 men that Jesus entrusted everything. The great mysteries of our salvation into their hands. And in particular, the gift of this night, which is the gift of his priesthood. Jesus is the high priest. And he brings these 12 into this priesthood with him. He ordains them priests. And he gives through their hands the great gift of his own body and blood in the Eucharist. I just want to emphasize again, these are not the smartest men of Jesus' time. They're not. They're not the strongest. But he chose them. He chose them to be priests of Jesus Christ and to bring you his body and his blood. I received my priesthood through Bishop David D. Kagan. He was ordained a bishop, a successor to the apostles, by another bishop, who was ordained a bishop by the hands of another bishop. All the way back, I was just looking the other day, one of the bishops in that line is Pope St. Pius X, a relic of whom is in the side altar that'll be the altar of repose tonight. Because he was the pope when the Diocese of Bismarck was erected as a diocese. And on back through, Pope St. Pius X, who was ordained a bishop by another bishop, all the way back through these hands of men who were not the smartest, they were not the strongest, but they were men who Jesus chose all the way back to one of the 12. And it's through me, your priest, who is not the smartest, who is not the strongest. That is a shocker, but it's true. But he chose me. Chose me, and that choice That choice that God made is a gift. And I want to emphasize it was a gift for me. And it's a gift that he chose for you. That when he chose me to be a priest, his priest, the people, some of the people he had in mind were you. Jesus knew that he would bring us together. And he chose both of us as a gift for one another. Jesus himself is the one, as priest, who makes sacrifice and he intercedes. Jesus is the one who makes the sacrifice of himself. He sacrifices. He came to serve and to give his life so that we might have life. This is the great act of love. What is love? Love is a choice to give of oneself, to sacrifice oneself for the good of the other, that others might have life. Jesus gives of himself, his body, his blood, to us, this sacrament, which is the sacrament of love, so that we might have life, so that in receiving that sacrament, we might do the same, that we might spend our lives as a gift, that your life is a gift that Jesus has given you. But even more than that, your supernatural life that he gave you in baptism is a gift. And every gift that Jesus gives is a gift that you receive for the sake of others. Every gift you receive from Jesus, he's given you for others. Your life is a gift to be given away in love, to spend it serving others, literally and figuratively washing their feet, laying down your life in love, pouring it out, because it's in the gift of oneself that one discovers the meaning and purpose and calling of their life. Jesus is the one who makes sacrifice, and he is the one who intercedes. He prays on our behalf. He prays for you upon the cross. Every time you fall, every time I fall, Father, forgive him, for he does not know what he's doing. Father, receive him into your hands. He prays on our behalf. He is the one who comes to us to bring us to the Father. And the priest of Jesus Christ is the Alter Christus. They are chosen to be the other Christs, ordained by the hand of a bishop, a successor of the apostles. Why is a priest ordained? To make sacrifice. This is my body. This is my blood. The sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrifice of their life. When a priest says those words, the words of Jesus Christ, in the person of Jesus Christ, these two gifts, the gift of the Eucharist and the gift of the priesthood, they meet in that moment, that the priest is giving of his own body and his blood in offering through the great gift of Jesus, Jesus' very body and his very blood. The priest makes sacrifice and the priest intercedes. I am ordained to pray for you. I'm ordained to pray for you, to bring you to the Father. I pray for you as a parish each day. And I pray for many of you individually. When you come to me and you say, Father, this is going on in our family right now, I pray for that. When I I know of the struggles that people are going through, or even the joys that you're celebrating as you're preparing for weddings in your family, as you're going through great struggles in your marriage, as you're graduating high school. This is what a priest takes of his people, all of it, the joys, the sorrows, and he lifts them to the Father. The priest is ordained to bring you to God the Father and to bring God to you in the sacraments. In John 17, Jesus prays to the Father, Father, they are your gift to me. And this is the prayer of Jesus to the Father, and it's the prayer of the priest to his people. The priesthood is one of a life of sacrifice. But in that, and because of that, it's a life that's a gift. That you are God's gift to me. And I bring you the gift of the Father, the Eucharist, the gift of his life. And so I encourage you on this day especially, in which we commemorate these two gifts, pray for priests. Pray for all priests. I ask you to do that each day, because you know very well the church, we need good fathers. A family needs not just a father, it needs good fathers. And there's no one like the priest who can both be capable of doing the very most damage in the church. A priest who does not receive his priesthood as a gift will do damage to the church, and they are capable of doing the worst damage to the church. But a priest who recognizes their priesthood as a gift and their people as a gift from God to them is one who can do, through God's grace, great good. Pray for priests, please. Pray that we are good, holy priests. And pray for me, your own pastor, that the joy of the gift of the priesthood and the joy of the gift of you might ever ring true, and that it might always be received in its beauty. The night of my ordination to the priesthood, we have a great banquet. If you're ever invited to one of these, go. It's incredible. And it's all the newly ordained priests in the diocese there. And at the end of the banquet, each of the newly ordained gets up, and they're able to give a word to all those who are gathered, a word of thanks to the bishop, to their parents. And I was in a class of six, and I was at the very end of the alphabet, which is great, because by the time you get up there, you know, everything that has been said, that can be said, it's been said, so. But there was one prayer that I was praying no one would mention, and I was sitting next to my own brother, who's a priest, and I asked him to bring it up on his phone, because I didn't have a smartphone yet. Should have never gotten one, but I had to. And I got up, and I thanked the bishop, I thanked my parents, I thanked all the good people of this diocese, because it's your prayers that are so important for the priests, and those who are discerning and studying for the priesthood, like our own Colton, like Isaiah. And I closed my short remarks with this prayer written by a priest in the early 1800s from France. His name is Father Jean-Baptiste Henri Lacordaire. He's a Dominican priest. And he writes of the priesthood. To live in the midst of the world without wishing its pleasures. To be a member of each family, yet belonging to none. To share all suffering. To penetrate all secrets. To heal all wounds. To go from men to God and offer him their prayers. to return from God to men, to bring pardon and hope, to have a heart of fire for charity and a heart of bronze for chastity, to teach and to pardon, to console and bless always. My God, what a life, and it is yours, O priest of Jesus Christ.